A new audit by the U.S. Department of Transportation's Inspector General finds the Port of Anchorage expansion project had botched oversight and bad cost estimates. Lisa Diemer is a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News. She has reported extensively on the port expansion and the troubles surrounding cost and design.
And this explains some of that on how the project got to be so inflated in cost, or the cost estimates went up so much, in that the federal agency, which was assigned to oversee the finances, the U.S. Maritime Administration, did not do its own cost estimates and instead relied on the contractor to come up with figures. And so that's one key finding from this one that really does explain a lot.
It seems from their name, the U.S. Maritime Administration, that they would be the folks that you would think you'd turn to oversee such projects. But it doesn't appear to be that way from the tone of the report. What is their usual function, and how did this get so off track?
They had not managed a port project before. This was the first big port expansion they had been tasked with. And they were contracted, that the city in 2003 signed an agreement with them to run this project. And some of the logic behind that was, well, they were expecting it to be largely federally funded, better for a federal agency to handle those federal, at that point, earmarks. Now, this study says that this agency, which goes by MARAD, but the Maritime Administration, did say that it allowed the local officials to handle the technical and programmatic aspects of the project. Now, the city has said it put MARAD in charge. So that's one of the things. There still seems to be some finger-pointing.
There does seem to be a lot of finger-pointing going back and forth between local and federal officials. With that in mind, will this report resolve anything and help kind of get things on track as far as this port expansion? Or what do you see at the end of this as to whether or not it's helpful?
I think it lays things out and explains some of the key decisions. It was really a look at the federal agency to see, should it be doing these kinds of projects? How can it do them better? You know, kind of your classic audit of a government agency. With a lot of recommendations for better controls and, tighter practices. And so that was the focus of it. For the Anchorage project, this agency's role, it's really too late. There's no more federal money left for the project. They've spent more than $300 million. The audit, for the purposes of the Anchorage port project, probably doesn't make that much difference.
So the federal money has ran out, but there's still work that needs to be done. Is it known how things are going to progress into the future now, or is the port project sort of in a holding pattern?
Mayor Dan Sullivan has said that the city expects to pick a new design soon. They're working with other engineers now and looking at the best way to finish this project, or at least build something that'll be usable and last into the future. So the city's working on a new plan. They want to hire within the next couple of months, a new contract manager to oversee what is a pretty complex project. I mean, they're having to do this work in the inlet, dealing with tides, beluga whales, lots of complications for construction.
Lisa Diemer is a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News.